Crowds of Iraqis have destroyed images of Saddam Hussein and cheered the capture, and sometimes the deaths, of senior Ba'ath Party members. Installing new local authority is proving problematic for allied forces. Susan B. Glasser, a reporter with Washington Post, is in the southern city of Basra, where it's becoming increasingly apparent how much control the Ba'ath Party held over the city. She spoke this morning with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Really, the Ba'ath Party was at every level of Iraqi society, and I think that's important to remember now when senior Ba'ath Party officials may have been killed or been captured, but there are so many other people who were involved. This is a regime that was in place for many years, for decades, in fact, and, you know, many people here who I'm talking to in recent days say that they had to join the Ba'ath Party in order to advance their careers, that you couldn't have a significant job, say, in the university or even at the hospital, unless you were a Ba'ath Party member. People may have gone home and thrown away their Ba'ath Party cards, but that doesn't mean that the party has disappeared, I think, from Iraqi life.
Susan, you spoke with several Ba'ath Party members in Basra. How do they react to the apparent fall of Saddam's regime?
Obviously, with a lot of trepidation and concern about what's going to come next, especially because what's happened here in Basra and elsewhere around the country is something close to anarchy and chaos in the streets. There is no civil administration to replace the Ba'ath Party so far. And, you know, you have these scenes of looting. I've just been driving through downtown Basra as we're speaking on the phone, and we had to turn around at the Central Market area because the banks were being looted and the British soldiers were trying to stop it. So, you know, I think many people, even those who are not Ba'ath Party members, have expressed concerns in recent days about the order, the lack of order. Some people are starting to say, well, Saddam was bad, but at least we had order. We need stability. We need peace.
Do you see anyone taking out vengeance against Ba'ath Party members?
Well, there's a lot of talk of that. There's a lot of rumors, angry feelings, you know, discussion of, you know, hanging about this and that sort of thing. We have yet to see any actual evidence of that, but, you know, clearly retribution is on the agenda here in a big way, and I think it would not at all be surprising for that to happen in the coming days.
Do you have any idea about any political structure that may replace the Ba'ath Party at this point?
Yeah, essentially, the British have picked a tribal leader here who they wanted to install as the head of interim civil administration here in Basra, but that is turning out to be a very controversial move, and it's not clear what's going to happen. We've just come from a riot at that man's house, who the British have chosen by people who don't want him, who say that he's tied to the Ba'ath Party, that he's too compromised and too linked to the past to be part of the future Iraqi government. So, you know, that's an indication of just how controversial this is going to be and how difficult it's going to be to set up a new ruling authority in a place where almost everybody has links with the old regime.
What do you mean by riot?
Well, I mean riot, as in several hundred people gathered outside the Sheikh's house, throwing stones, chanting chants. There were weapons in the crowd. In the end, it was broken up by the British.
Does the entire city seem to be under British control, or are there other examples of this kind of rioting taking place sporadically?
British control the streets in the sense there's no organized opposition of any sort remaining here militarily to them, but there's complete chaos and anarchy at the same time. As I said, we just came from the market, Central Market in Basra, where there was a huge crowd gathered attempting to loot the banks in the Central Market. So I think that gives you a sense of what's going on here.
Susan B. Glasser of the Washington Post in Basra. She spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.